of Illinois students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
68 degrees on Friends Plaza right now. We have rain in the forecast through the weekend. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along with details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A new spending plan is formally in place for the University of Illinois. Trustees approved the fiscal 2009 budget yesterday. The $4.2 billion plan includes nearly $65 million more in state support than the previous one. The trustees also added to the proposed request to the state for the next budget year. The 2010 proposal calls for $113 million in additional funds, most of it to fund salary increases and academic priorities the state has set. Trustee Robert Sperling says asking for more state money is essential to lower the burden on students who would otherwise pay higher tuition.
But we're fooling ourselves if we don't go and ask for it, because then we're going to be faced with making decisions that will affect the students, will affect access and affordability, and that's something I don't want to do. And we know we must keep the faculty. If we don't keep the faculty for them, we've got nothing. All right? They are one of our greatest assets with our students. And our students deserve better.
Sperling says a lot of the faculty stayed on because of loyalty, but he says in today's economic environment, it's not enough to rely on that. Sperling says an increase in faculty salary is necessary so the U of I continues to be a top research university. Actions taken by the Illinois House this week mean ethics legislation, budget matters, and other proposals are now in the Senate's hands. As Amanda Vinicky reports, the Illinois Senate is waiting to make its next move, and critics are suspicious.
The Illinois Senate won't convene again until November. That's the word from a spokesperson for Senate President Emil Jones. She says the delay won't put any legislation at risk. The Illinois House overrode about a dozen of the governor's vetoes, including one aimed at stopping politicians from rewarding campaign contributors with lucrative state business. The Senate has only 15 days to take up those proposals or they'll die. But there's disagreement as to when the countdown begins. Jones' spokesperson says it's when the Senate next meets in November. But Republican leader Frank Watson says Jones is stalling to kill ethics reform. Here's his spokeswoman, Patty Hsu.
By interpreting the Constitution in a unique way that's never been done before in the Senate that we've seen, it throws the whole issue into jeopardy.
The House also voted to restore budget cuts that would prevent state parks and historic sites from having to close. Hsu says it's wrong to make employees and their families wait until November 12th to take that up. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The challenge of recruiting new nurses was one of the topics at last night's meeting of the Champaign County Nursing Home Board. The financially strapped county nursing home is continually short of nursing staff and often relies on high-priced temporary nurses. But one nursing home board member says Parkland College could help recruit new nurses by letting nursing students find out firsthand the value of working with the elderly. Board member Mark Holly directs Parkland's registered nursing program. He says Parkland could soon add the county nursing home to its friendly visits program. That's a program in which students visit with elderly patients at area care centers. Holly says the program has rewards for both sides.
One is for the resident or the patient, and one is also for the student because it gives them an idea of what a person is like who has health care needs, what the reality of their situation is, how the economic status, how their culture adds into their care needs and their care plans, and they get to see them as a three-dimensional person, not just a patient in a bed in a hospital.
Holly says he hopes to see Parkland College add the Champaign County Nursing Home to its friendly visits program as early as the current semester. He says Parkland might also send nursing students out into the nursing home to make clinical visits. Governor Rob Blagojevich supports Barack Obama for president, but he says fellow Democrats shouldn't be so quick to dismiss GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin's experience as Alaska governor. Blagojevich says the executive job of governor is like the presidency because governors have to make decisions. Obama was an Illinois state senator before being elected to the U.S. Senate. Blagojevich calls it a tactical mistake for Democrats to question Palin's gubernatorial experience. He says to help Obama win, Democrats should focus on why President Bush's policies need to change. Blagojevich made his comments yesterday on WGN Radio. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown Proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 and AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Ed has been designated a certified broadcast meteorologist by the American Meteorological Society. And good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Hurricane Ike is on everybody's mind. It's got a couple of Cubs games postponed, among other things. A lot of games being postponed. And folks in Houston are being told to board up and get ready, and folks around Galveston are being evacuated.
Well, it's interesting. And they do have to evacuate in Galveston, but it's a situation where a few miles one way or the other makes a big difference as far as the track of the storm. The official National Hurricane Center track takes the eye in just to the southwest of Galveston and Galveston Island. And if that is where the eye goes, then the heaviest storm surge is going to be right over Galveston Island and points just east of there, and Galveston Bay would fill up with water. Now, one model that we have access to here.